Radio Prague News. The Czech government has approved a proposed tax reform. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has slammed coalition party Top 09 for its absence at Wednesday's cabinet session. And the Czech ambassador to Albania, Marie Fialkova, has died at the age of 55. The Czech government approved a proposed tax reform at its session on Wednesday in spite of tension in the coalition and the absence of five ministers for Top 09. The tax reform should abolish the so-called super gross salary, levy a new 20% tax on gambling and remove tax breaks on some employees' benefits such as lunch vouchers. The package was approved despite the conspicuous absence of the finance minister, Miroslav Kalousek, whose party Top 09 is boycotting all government sessions over an ongoing scandal surrounding a high-placed public sector employee. Ladislav Bátor, the controversial head of human resources at the Education Ministry, recently insulted Top 09 head Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg and is considered unsuitable for the post due to his past ties to the extremist National Party. Top 09 is demanding his immediate dismissal and its ministers refuse to attend cabinet sessions until this is done. Education Minister Josef Dobeš of Public Affairs has refused to comply with the demand, though he apologized to the foreign minister on behalf of his employee. Visibly angered, Prime Minister Petr Nečas later slammed Top 09 for its absence at Wednesday's government session. The Prime Minister said the boycott of cabinet sessions was irresponsible and inexcusable, especially over a conflict regarding a public sector employee. Mr. Nečas said the government must remain functional and pointed out that people did not fail to come to work because they did not approve of a colleague. The Prime Minister said that this was not the end of the matter and that it would deal with the absentees in person. The Prime Minister's Civic Democrats have accused Top 09 of using the Bátora controversy as a pretext to destabilize or even bring down the coalition government. The Czech ambassador to Albania, Marie Fialkova, has died at the age of 55. The news was confirmed by Foreign Ministry spokesman Vít Kolář on Wednesday, who said the ambassador had died unexpectedly at her residence and the cause of death was as yet unknown. He said she had complained about feeling poorly several days prior to her death. Marie Fialkova has served as Czech ambassador to Albania since 2007, having previously served as the country's ambassador to Poland. After the revolution, the former dissident worked as a close aide to then-President Václav Havel. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra, Czech Ambassador to the United States Petr Gandalovic and Senators Štětina and Grulich will represent the Czech Republic at the funeral of anti-communist resistance fighter Ctirad Mašín in the United States on Wednesday. Mr. Mašín is to be buried with military honors and the Czech Defense Minister is to confer the Golden Linden military distinction upon him in memoriam. The decoration and the presence of Czech officials at the funeral has divided the nation, since many consider the actions of the Mašín brothers, who killed six police officers, some of whom were subdued and unarmed, in their daring escape from communist Czechoslovakia, highly unethical. According to the results of a poll commissioned by Czech public television, only 15% of Czechs consider them heroes. Ctirad Mašín died after a prolonged illness on Saturday at the age of 81. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be hot and sunny with day temperatures around 35 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists have warned of possible heat storms. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.